I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Take a look at the Radio Monterey schedule we just brought. We've got Randy Rhodes back. We're going to be bringing David Pakman back. Visit RadioMonterey.com. Take a look at the shows and the hosts and the information being brought to you so you can be better informed about the choices you're making in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. Yes, it's right around Halloween. Samhain, Day of the Dead, All Saints Day, All Souls Day. It's the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and that means only one thing. It's time to have fun. Come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But however you choose to do it, come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair October 29th and 30th. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com, sign up for the email list so you can be informed about the ongoing events, the quarterly previews, the energetic vibrational calls, all the events that are going on, as well as the Rhoda Psychic Fair in October. Well, we are just about to the middle of July. Has this year gone fast? It is running. It is racing. It has been transformational. I don't know what to do next. I don't even know what's going to be done to me next. But this is a fast-moving year. And as you know, I love to start my day with a little day-by-day with James Allen. Now, in 1903, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." James Allen wants us to know that our reality is a direct outcome of our thoughts. Our past thoughts and actions created our present reality. But our past thoughts and actions don't predetermine our future reality. Our present thoughts and actions do that. So every day when we awaken, we have a new opportunity to start afresh, to start anew, to start creating our future. In Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little bit for each day of the month. Since we weren't together live yesterday, let's see what the 13th day of the month said. It said, "Focus on ideas. No person can be confronted with a difficulty which he has not the strength to meet and subdue. Every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with. Anxiety is therefore unnecessary. The task which cannot be overcome ceases to be a difficulty and becomes an impossibility. It can't be overcome. And there is only one way of dealing with an impossibility. You submit to it. You let it be what it is." Today he talks about harmonizing thoughts. A person is the causer, though nearly always unconsciously, of his circumstances. And that, whilst aiming at the good end, he is continually frustrating its accomplishment by encouraging thoughts and desires which cannot possibly harmonize with that end. It's always the issue of when we place our order in the catalog of the universe, we often cancel that order and then we place it again and then we cancel it and place it again. It's the issue of, I want to be able to do this or I want to do this. And then we think, oh man, I'm not really good enough to do that, or I don't think I can do that, or can I really do that? What we've essentially done is cancel the order. Yeah. So imagine if you were going online to Amazon and you placed an order for a new pair of shoes. And then you came in 30 minutes later and canceled that order. And then you came in 30 minutes later and replaced that order. And then you came in 30 minutes later and canceled that order. At what point is that product going to show up on your doorstep? It won't. Because through our thoughts, we're canceling our intentions, our direction, our drive, and our focus. We become the stumbling blocks that keep us from moving in the direction where we want to be. As a positive thought for the day, I like to always share what the Daily Word from Unity has. And today they say, I am a successful, capable, divine child. What it reminds us is that each and every one of us are born divine, and it's up to us to bring our divinity out into the world. We all do it differently. We all have a different role to play. We don't do it the same as the next person, and they don't do it the same as us. Each of us are always unique at every time. So be who you are, but be the best you that you can be. And that's what that message from Unity reminds us. A couple of quick astrological notes. I want to remind everyone that yesterday Venus entered Leo. So it's a good day, or actually on the 12th, which was Tuesday, Venus entered Leo. It was a good day. It's a good time. You may be feeling you look better. You may feel better. You may feel even more attractive about yourself. You may feel ready to meet people or go out and meet people. All of these things are good. Feel that. Allow that to be. But today at 5:47 p.m., or yesterday at 5:47 p.m. Pacific time, Mercury went into Leo. Now that's our planet of communication, mental and verbal, moving into that bigger than life, have you looked at me lately sign of Leo. And at the same time, Mars in Scorpio and Uranus in Aries are creating an aspect known as a quincunx or an inconjunct. And what it's going to do is it's going to take that energy and initiative of Mars, which is in Scorpio, and that don't tie me down energy of Uranus in Aries, and it's going to create a little bit of a disruption to the normal flow. So if you're feeling more like a bratty teenager than a mature adult, it's the energy that's coming out that's doing that, that's causing you to react that way. It's very important as we go forward leading up to our full moon next week that we really try to control our desire to be need or to feel that we're entitled to something, and therefore I need you to feed my need of what I'm just like a bratty teenager. We are not entitled to anything we don't give ourselves to. As Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men,
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
And that's the energy we're going to generate if we're pushing because of what we need, what we want at this time. This is a good time to sit back. Remember the words of Michael Chase from The Kindness School. Before we speak, before we interact, the first thought we take is, am I being kind? Is what I'm about to say being kind? Is what I'm about to do being kind? Take a step back. Take a deep breath. Others will be acting out and feeling the pressure of that energy. And it's going to continue as we go in through this weekend. Well, that's my quick summary leading into our special segment for today. Today, as Kirilani mentioned on Tuesday, is also a day of the energy of creating heaven on earth. And so today our segment is about heaven on earth because it's about Stephen Heckhouse. He's a healer, he's a channel, and he's the segment I look forward to every month. He's practiced massage therapy and energy healing for more than 25 years. And through his extensive personal experience, coupled with his decades of meditation, he's cultivated a highly refined sensitivity to the energy disruptions within people and the energy that flows around us and the balance of our physical, mental, and spiritual bodies. And he joins us on the second Thursday of each month to share his divine messages. So let's listen to Stephen Heckhouse and his divine messages. Welcome.
Thank you, Silarzar. Okay, guys, we're here again. For anybody new, what I do is just allow myself to get very quiet, and the spirit world can come through me. Frequently, it's Mother Mary. She's my big thing. But it's not always Mother Mary. It can be, say, Archangel Michael or spirit beings. I don't even know what their names are. Sometimes it feels like it's the sun itself. You know, the sun in the sky. I never know what's going to happen, but I just tune in that whatever wants to come through, as long as it's of the Christ light of the highest vibration, nothing else. That's all I ask help from, is of the Christ light of the highest vibration. And it's generally pretty good. So without further anything, I'm just going to get quiet and we'll go from there. All right. Sometimes it can take me a minute or two, so just bear with me. I'm just going to be quiet and see what happens. Okay, there's this great expansion going on right now. What I'm hearing is that we're all safe. We're all safe. Like there's this safety around the world. It's like sort of fluffy, soft white light. There's a lot of people in the world who want to keep the nuclear arms race going. I just heard that the United States government wants to spend $1 trillion over the next 30 years to update the nuclear arsenal. I don't think we need it. There's this safety. It's like this fluffy, like white light made out of soft white clouds around the world, and it is pressing in on the world. It's like concentrating this safety net. Safety, 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 we're all safe. I don't know how exactly that works, because a lot of people are in war zones and people are dying left and right, but yet I see this safety coming around the world. So I don't know what to make of all the people that are in war zones and all that at the same time. But I can't help seeing what I see. It's like this wonderful safety is coming around the world. Maybe it's just beginning now. And conflicts will over time stop. That's all I can think. Divine grace coming down to the world from above. It's like a great big huge thick beam of light. A lot of red in it. A lot of the color red in it. Almost like with stars in it. Going to play, and it goes, the light comes down and it goes to places where people have had terrible hardship. Like say, all I can think of is like Syria, places like that, where life is so difficult, beyond imagining, and just the carnage of it. And this light is like going, it looks like specifically there. And other places where people have had hardships, and it could be just simple arguments within a family, like with a husband, with a wife, anything. It looks like the light is going to places where there have been, where there's been discord. And it's divine grace. They've taken over my hands. I might as well explain a little bit what happens. This wonderful divine grace, it's like blue light, has taken over my hands and my arms. I got to emphasize, this is not Stephen Heckhouse, my small self, doing this. I'm incapable of doing things like this. But this divine being is going around the world with light now, with this blue light. It's taken me over. It's sort of using me, or it's in me, and it's working with the world with this blue light. Just have to emphasize over and over, this is not me being egotistical or anything. It's just that this is what happens. This light comes through and it starts using my body, and my body gets transformed into something really fine. Blue light. My breath can sound like wind sometimes. It sort of sounds like that sometimes. Usually when it's when stress is releasing. Looks like a transformation beginning to happen with the world. And this feels like Divine Mother. This feels like Mother Mary. She's a pretty big being. Wow. She's huge. And she's doing things with the world like, I don't know, look, moving back and forth over the world. It's like, how do I even describe this? It's like she's going around and around and around the world with your hands. I don't want to put my own interpretation on it, but she's going round and around and around the world with her arms and hands. And it's like blessing the world. Like divine intervention, say it looks like. Spirit at work. For the world. When my breath goes like that, that when it does that kind of thing, it's usually when stresses are releasing. So it looks like some stresses are being pulled off the planet. And very fine, it's like golden energy coming in at the same time. Like stress is releasing from the world and this wonderful light and golden light coming into the world at the same time. Or say the stresses are released and then the light comes in. But both are happening at the same time. And there's this wonderful divine stillness, this almost like white light silence developing. Through the hand of God, it looks like. It's just almost looks like God has got this globe in his hands. This globe. globe of Earth in his hands. And things that are not wanted are leaving. You know, uncomfortable, stressful situations, it looks like, are leaving. Or stresses that have been around for a long time. Whatever it is, unpleasantness leaving in one form or another. Unpleasantness in one form or another leaving the planet. I simply call it stress because stress can cover a lot of different things. So stress is leaving the planet. Angels descending upon the planet. It's like angels made out of, it's like creamy white light with gold in it descending on the world. And love following the angels in, almost like the angels are coming in and coming to the planet, and this wonderful divine love from heaven following them in, like heaven coming to visit the earth. Once again, I'm saying something for Solar Czar. He's a very big being, huge being, with a heart of gold, it looks like. And looks like the essence of Solar Czar just sparkles in his this deep stillness, deep silence. The cosmic version of Solar Czar. From what I gather, I guess we're all like that. I just happen to be seeing it in him at this moment. And it looks like in Solar Czar's state of this divine being, divine beingness that I see him in now, things are leaving him. Maybe things, you know, how we pick up stresses and strains over time. It looks like some of the stuff leaving Solar Czar. That's what it looks like to me. Divine blessings coming down from heaven, going to various people. Whatever these blessings are, they're divine blessings. I don't know exactly what they are. Could be well-being, could be gifts in a material fashion, but good things from heaven coming down to various people on the planet. Don't always have words to say. I'm just sort of watching what's going on, and sometimes the words just don't come through. It's just the energy of what's happening is there. And right now it's just blessings from heaven. Sort of shaking the planet up a little bit. In a good way. You know, like maybe sort of shaking the planet a little bit to let the things that we don't want fall off. You know, like a dog shaking fleas off, you know. But it looks like the vibratory rate, very high, and it's from heaven. Now there's this wonderful light. It's like green light, but with creamy white light in it. Like a combination of white, creamy light, and green light, forest green light as well. Really wonderful color here. Sparkles. Oh, and it's I hear that the heart chakra is, I've always heard it's the color green. It looks like this is good. This creamy white and green light is very good for our hearts. Like our hearts maybe vibrate with it along with gold. So white, green, and gold light. And it looks like what it does, these lights are the vibration of expansion and going from narrow, simply material human existence toward expanding into our spirit selves within our own bodies. Because they say our bodies are pretty much just made out of a vibration. Even physics says this, I think. But from what I gather and what I've experienced a couple of times, that the body is nothing but consciousness. It just appears so physical, but it is actually just pure consciousness itself vibrating. So there's this expansion going on from narrow, contracted, simply physical existence, broadening out to spiritual existence. The boundaries become much bigger, much more expanded, and start to dissolve. It's like we're going in the direction of unbounded awareness. Love coming down from heaven. It's so wonderful. It's like I see a big drop of it coming down, like a drop of love. But it's a pretty big drop. Pretty big drop. But love coming from heaven. And love appearing in the hearts of people. Because I suppose in our hearts, you know, they say the kingdom of heaven is within, and samadhi is within, however you want to say it. So heaven, I guess, is the same as the innermost layer, innermost being of our hearts. So hearts, so love coming to the earth, and our hearts starting to vibrate with love. Spirit beings. People are actually spirit beings. That's what I'm seeing. I always like to go into this blind and have no pre-existing thoughts, so I'm just reporting it as I see it. Do my best to stay out of the way. Just let it come through. Another thing happening, capital H, happiness. Big time happiness. It looks like that's the nature of the sky, the nature of the universe. And it's the earth has gotten rather mucked up with so many wars and this and that and the other thing. It's just people forget, you know, that there can be happiness as well sometimes. But what I'm seeing is there's all this happiness, like with capital letters, happiness here. And happiness should be the nature for everyone's hearts. I've heard it said from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi that the purpose of life is the expansion of happiness. It's basically the reason for creation itself is happiness. He said he saw only one do in life, and that was be happy. Radiate happiness, spread happiness. It was all about happiness. So I'm seeing happiness here. Big time happiness all over the place. Looks like stress is releasing from people. Looks like little dark pieces of whatever grit just coming off of some people. Very easy to come back to the light. We've been stressed. I know not everyone knows how to do it, but it can be quite simple. And it can happen very fast. More stress is releasing. More love coming in. Love with golden light with it. Everybody just take a deep breath and fill your whole being with this golden light of love. Just just breathe it in. Like you're the whole planet, just breathe it in. And let it go. Do that a couple more times. Big, deep breaths of golden light, and then just let it go. I'm going to go deeper into the silence now. Oh, what I'm seeing is the transcendent field, the field of transcendental consciousness or pure being. It doesn't have boundaries. It doesn't have any sensory experience towards it. It's just pure being. You know, it's not flat or brown or white, or it doesn't have any scent or smell or taste or touch or sound. It's just pure existence itself beneath all the ephemeral world and all the different items. Is this transcendent pure being, transcendent pure consciousness, just vibration, just vibrating existence itself. Nature is absolute stillness, absolute silence. Let me just sink deeper into this silence now. Like I say, words don't always come, so I'm just in the stillness, just being here, and let me just see what happens. Give me a minute or so, let's just see what happens. Oh, I see. The nature of the world is silence, or the nature of the pure being level in the world is silence. You know, that nature of that pure consciousness, of that pure existence is stillness. From what I understand, everything comes out of that. It's all that really truly exists, is that deeper than the deepest level. The depth of life is pure and still and silent. And it looks like people have that in their heart. Stillness. I know there's not a lot of words right now. What I'm just seeing a little bit of, though, is the silence coming into people's hearts. Can just a little bit grasp it. Looks like with the silence that heaven opens up in one's awareness. The silence is deeper than heaven, but with that unbounded silence, the stillness of just unboundedness, it sort of breaks everything else away. All of our illusions, all of our, the shell of the life we've made for ourselves. You know, how we tend to think of ourselves in the world. It looks like if all those things could be like an eggshell around us, the eggshell tends to break apart and let go, opening up a whole new way of living without all the impressions from the past and all the preconceived notions of things. Just living and breathing that pure, unbounded stillness. Like beginning to live life fresh again, but on a cosmic scale. Not just quitting a job and moving on to a different phase of life. This is on the level of starting over again, starting fresh from the very beginning. Starting over fresh on a universal scale. And it looks like what can happen is that we can all do this, begin to live or begin to start to develop or begin to have this stillness, this inner silence, this unbounded awareness. And by a lot of us, or most of us, or tons of us, however many, can have this, it can concentrate and produce a huge force in the world of that stillness. And instead of the world being a war zone in many ways, it could be the world could be a stillness zone, not a war zone, but quietness, peace. None of that bombs getting thrown around and all that crap. Just stillness and love and harmony. And it looks like developed to a degree enough, bombs and things like that wouldn't even be allowed. They wouldn't even be able to happen. I guess you'd call this the Age of Enlightenment, fully developed. Mari, she was talking about a new age coming in. So have a lot of people talking about a new age coming in. Every time I do one of these sessions over the phone, I see it. It looks like it's in progress. That's all I can say. And it looks like the whole point is to become cosmically aware individuals. Individuals with divine consciousness, with divine unbounded awareness, transforming from individual beings to cosmically aware universal beings. Without all the stress and all that other stuff that we've had. and it looks like a planet filled with people like that. So much so that the whole world could become experienced as just vibrating consciousness. Universal being for the whole planet. And when that happens, it looks like other things, old ways of being that weren't the greatest, just being thrown off, like little specks of dirt just being taken off the planet. But they wouldn't be dirt, they'd just be like, you know, metaphorically dirt, they're just little specks of darkness just leaving the planet. Unbounded awareness for the world, stress from the world leaving. And it looks like it gets better and better and better. The silence gets deeper and deeper and deeper. It's not static. It just doesn't come and stay. It grows. The presence of God lived within the individual is what this is. The dawning of heaven on earth. A true force to be reckoned with. reality with a capital R. The nature of life can't be just strife and sorrow and misery. The true nature, though that can be a temporary reality. The true reality of the world as I'm seeing it. The true reality of us and the planet and everything else can become divine or be revealed as divine as all the old impressions and stresses leave. More and more of the divinity can shine through. And when all the stresses are gone, the whole planet could be like a vibrating ball of divine light. Looks like shining hot, vibrating white light gold. White gold. The presence of Mother Divine on the planet, in the planet, being the planet. And goodwill to everyone. Let Mother Divine's love flow through you, almost like if it was rosy light coming down from Mother God through the top of us and out our hands into the planet. You may find pink rose petals coming out of your fingers and hands to other people. And it looks like it's called kindness. It looks like all there is, really, in terms of what this silence is about, what gets manifested out of the stillness is love. Just cosmic love. Mother Divine's heart manifested on the planet. And then it looks like we'll be able to truly see each other for who each other is, for who we are, seeing with just the eyes of love. Instead of disgruntledness and all that other stuff, just the eyes of God looking through us, seeing the God self and all around us. All blessings to everyone. Be kind to your pets. Not just other people, be kind to the pets as well. When you're on the phone, be kind to the people you're talking to. Walk like God upon the earth. All blessings. Back to you, Solar Czar.
Stephen, thank you for taking us on that journey and giving us those blessings and that guidance and that wisdom, all that came through. I want to send some of that peace and love to the people of Nice in France, where there was a driver ran into the crowd during Bastille Day, apparently deliberately, and unfortunately killed at least 73 people. So we hope for all those journeys of peace and love that you expressed, for people to start expressing that more in their daily life. And as more and more people do it, more and more people will do it. So thank you for taking the time to share your gifts with us on this blessed day.
What, all I can say from my side, Solarzar, is when I first started this show, I didn't know if I could pull it off. But you encouraged me. I forget exactly what you said, but you invited me on. And this has got to be one of the best things that I've ever been able to do in the world. I started out rather nervous doing this, you know, when I first started. But now, I get a little bit nervous now when the words don't come. But it doesn't matter. I just wait it out in stillness. And I swear to God, this is one of the... Thank you so much, Solarzar. This is one of the best things I've been able to do, just tuning into this cosmic awareness and letting it speak through me.
Well, and thank you again for doing it and having the courage to do it, to try it. I know it was a risk, but it certainly is a wonderful, beautiful... The gift you bring to the world is really amplified when you share this time with us on the second Thursday of the month. And so I look forward to it, and I appreciate the gift that you are to the world.
That goes for all of us. For everyone.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Thank you so much. And we want to remind people that they can go to amritaloka.com to take a look at the work that you do, to connect with you, to potentially have an energy or body session with you and really tie in with your gifts. If they go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com, they can connect directly over. And that this show's podcast will be available tomorrow at the podcast site. The link is on the guest page of Good Vibrations Radio, so they could hear it again and go through it and allow it to seep in at a deeper level as they take more time to hear it again. So thank you again for all that you do and for spending this time with us.
Thank you, Solarzar.
Many blessings, Stephen.
I was just going to say, yeah, all blessings to your heart. And Mother Divine has really got you, and you're on a great journey, and she's looking right at you.
Well, thank you. And if you could see me, I'd be blushing. So, thank you very much for sharing that. So I want to let folks know, too, that I'd like to close out today's show with a forgiveness prayer to allow us, when people commit acts of harm, and we've been listening so much in these past several weeks of all these different acts of violence of people against people, regardless of whether it's the shooting of an apparently innocent black man or the attempted retaliation by a crazed shooter to the Dallas police, or this gentleman driving a truck into a crowd of people at high speed, unfortunately shot dead by the police. They don't know. They're still investigating. But these are intentional acts of harm of humans against humans. And we owe it to listen to our hearts, as Stephen has shared with us, as Mother Divine has shared through Stephen with us, as we consistently talk about on this show, or even as we discussed on Tuesday when we had Gina Ross from the International Trauma and Healing Institute, who shared with us ways that we can actually release that internalized trauma. Right now, we live in a world that has traumatized us. Everything from the news, from our lives, from our society, from the pace that we live at, has created internalized trauma, and we're not always aware of its impact on us. But Stephen shared with us today about releasing that stress, to let it go through us and out of us, to return to that divine being of light that we are and express ourselves as that highest divinity of who we are. And as he shared there very humbly at the end, we are all gifts in this world, and we're all part of the gifts of life in this world. And we owe it to each other to be our gift and not something other than our gift. As I mentioned earlier, with Mercury entering Leo and the Mars and Uranus conjunctions along with that, we may be feeling a little put upon, a little more stressed, a little more, I want you to pay attention to me. And yet really what the world is about if we're able to pay attention to each other, we actually create better connections than worrying about somebody paying attention to us. When we share our gifts, and I'm not talking about being used, I'm not talking about being taken advantage of, I'm talking about sharing our gifts from an open heart. If I offer to help you and grumble about it, I didn't offer to help you with an open heart. If I can't help you, I need to not help you. If I can't help you, I need to help you with an open heart. And sharing from our open heart actually strengthens us. And it also strengthens the connections. We've all heard about paying it forward. Every smile, every kind word, every assistance we're able to offer to those people with whom we connect actually creates a waterfall effect of smiles, of kind words, of connections. And it's been shown automatically to happen. So let's all of us try to allow whatever is bothering us. We've all survived the worst things that have ever happened to us. And whatever we're stressing on today will actually be a dot on a map by next year. So we need to release and let go. And one way we can do that is by taking away the charge we've put into it toward other people and toward ourselves. So from The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records by Lisa Barnett, I'd like all of us to go through this forgiveness prayer so we can forgive others, forgive ourselves, and release it and return to the innocence of who we are. I'll say it and leave space for you to say it after. Take a deep breath. Take it in through your nose and out through your mouth. Allow yourself to settle and relax. Take another deep breath in. Release. Let the tension, cares, and worries go away as you breathe in deep, diaphragmatically down, and release that air. And just keep breathing on your regular pace as we start our prayer. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. I like to follow that up with the worthiness affirmations to remind us that no matter what happened, no matter what we did or did not do, that we are a worthy and deserving person, and we're worthy of the forgiveness we've just prayed for, as is anyone else to whom we've held a charge about what they did or didn't do. So let's say these affirmations. Say them after me. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I am worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I am worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself, and I know my worthiness. As we go forward into this weekend, remember that you're a divine being of light. And we're all here to share, express, and connect with each other. That you're worthy, that you're deserving. You have an absolute right to be here. You have an absolute right to be the brightest light of you that you can be. I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. This show will replay Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific and also Saturday evening. Check the schedule on Radio Monterey. Thank you for listening. We'll be back live on Tuesday. And as we go out, let's go out with a little bit of the Beatles'